Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, I was reading verse 9. Let's pick up there today.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
And look, America could... It has more and more things going on with the various movements, the things that are going on. You've got Black Lives Matter, Antifa, then you've got some people on the other side. And, you know, guns are starting to build up. And I believe in defending your home. I believe that our country should defend us. I believe that the very first thing for government is to defend us. But I also say this, that even though that's the case, as America grows worse and they allow all the things they allow on their media, they expose their children to, they've kicked God out of the school, don't be surprised that there is turmoil and war in America again, and maybe sooner than we think. But all the bad things that can happen, it could be a depression that was worse than the 1930s. But no matter what could happen, it may prove that those who are truly the children of God. Because in those kind of times, rock and roll churches are going to be the craze. Okay? And seeing how cool you can be in church and how undressed you can be in church and to see how much you can sound like a nightclub and the world in church is not going to be that which people turn to. Now, this text that we have before us in 1 John chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, speak of two fathers. My friend, you are a child of one or the other. Now, as DNA today tests that let you know, if there's ever a question, who is the father, then you can find it out through DNA testing, we're told. But in the spiritual life, you've got one of two fathers. You can parade as being the child of one and yet be the child of the other. Just like in a gay parade, men will dress up like women and women will dress up like men as they rebel against the will of God. Yet, God can save them from that abomination and those very, very, very terrible sins. And by the way, in my opinion, because of the Word of God teaches it, I believe that's exactly what they are. But the Lord can deliver. And that is the great. There's deliverance in Christ Jesus. So there's a war going on between these two fathers. They battle for you. The difference between human fathers and these is that in human fathers, you don't choose who's going to be your human father. That's just through the natural thing of a man and woman come together. But in spiritual things, you do choose your father. So let's look first in verse 9 here, 1 John 3, at God the Father. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now, it says here, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Now, you probably heard me say, let alone your own pastor say, we sin daily, even as Christians. But let's look closely at this. That's why I always ask you to have pencil and paper so you can write things down. The word born is a perfect passive in what they call in the Greek language in which this was written. And it means an action that was completed in the past with continuing result. In other words, it's passive. Just like in a physical birth, the child doesn't decide, well, okay, I want to all of a sudden be inside this woman and begin to form and become a child. No, that child never decided that. But it's passive in the spiritual realm in that it wasn't the individual that makes it coming about. Rather, someone did it for him. God the Father provided a way because he loved us. Now, we find that in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23 and 25, that it's not a Calvinistic thing that you say, well, preacher, are you starting to put forth Calvinism? No. You see, if you're saved, you didn't really have anything to do with your own spiritual conception. But again, we're not speaking of Calvinism. Rather, ours was to receive the seed. Now listen to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Now, Calvinism teaches this: you're already regenerated when you're born, if you were one of those that were elected to be saved. And so regeneration comes before faith. What's the use of faith if you're already saved? See, that is total ignorance. Doesn't even make good sense. I mean, if you're going to go against the Bible, try to make good sense, okay? But that doesn't even make good sense. Regeneration is before faith? No. You see, again, the seed is the Word of God. It contains the gospel. And through the gospel, we understand our need of salvation, and then we choose to receive it. But God did this from the very beginning. He first loved us, even before the foundation of the world. Now, you don't get saved until you hear the gospel. And that's all I'm trying to say to you. If you're going to be saved, you must hear the gospel. I don't think that's hard for anybody to understand that. I think that makes sense. And so, the new birth begins with the seed, and the seed comes from the gospel. So the difference between your first physical birth and the new birth is that you choose the Father in this birth. But he set all in action because he first loved us. Now, my friend, I don't want to be just going over and over the same thing, but physical birth, you know, it starts with Satan as your father. Spiritual birth comes through choice. You didn't have a choice when you were born physically into this world. Satan was your father because we inherited a sin nature from all the way back to Adam. So you are born what we call spiritually dead. Now, don't misunderstand. I've had Calvinists say, dead. I've had dead people. I've been around dead people. They couldn't talk. They couldn't walk. They couldn't speak. They couldn't hear. They couldn't do anything. They were dead. They couldn't respond at all. Well, by their means of physical death, they are right. But the word death does not mean ceasing to exist. It does not mean cessation. Never meant that at all. Instead, it means separation. When your body dies physically, your spirit separates from your body. Now, understand, you are a spirit and a soul that possesses a body, not a body with a spirit and a soul. This body will be put off, and that's great because we're going to have a body fashioned likened to his glorious body when we get to heaven if you have received Christ as your personal Savior. So, please understand that being spiritually dead, we are separated from God and we'll go to hell, be separated from him forever in the lake of fire if we die without Christ where we'll never cease to exist, where we'll never be able to escape, and there'll never be any hope. That's why it's important that men receive the seed. It's important that men have the seed of God's word witnessed to them, preached to them, taught to them, that they might come to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, doth not commit sin has been interpreted by many good men to mean does not commit sin habitually. Now, because of the Greek structure of the text, they say that because there is the idea of a continuance in that thing, does not commit sin, and that is the idea that is here when he says that if you're born of God, doth not commit sin. The idea there is written in a continual tense. And so they say that does not commit sin habitually. Now, a lot of times when we don't understand things, we try to make up something. I remember reading some old writers that believed in the pre-tribulational rapture, but talking about the tribulation, and they would write about the two witnesses in Jerusalem, the whole world seeing them. And the way they'd write that up is that representatives from each nation would see these men lying dead in the street. Well, now that we have modern-day internet, TV, satellite, and all this other stuff, now we can understand how the world can see, the whole world will have available to them to see, these two men laying dead in the street, the two witnesses of Revelation 11. Now, before that, because men couldn't understand it, that's the way they explained it. And sometimes we try to explain a verse this way, and in this way here, We must understand, really, that in the context of habitually, we may have a problem. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, what about smoking? You believe it's a sin. What about lustful thought? Is it sin? Each day, maybe a pretty woman walks by and that man has lustful thought. Maybe there's somebody that is prone to gossip. Is gossip a sin? Yes, the Bible doesn't use the word gossip. It says sowing discord. That's what gossip is. And so the Bible calls it an abomination, which is the same Hebrew word that is used for what homosexuality is, abomination. The lazy man. Laziness is condemned in the Bible as sin. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together is a matter of some men. Him that knoweth to do good doeth it not to him but a sin. So, you know to do good, you should be at church, and you're not there. You should be at visitation, you're not there. And you do it habitually. Does that mean you're not saved? Because if we're going to go by the Bible and say these things are sin, then and somebody habitually commits them, then you have to say, well, they're not saved either. And you see, some have problems with TV, sometimes have a problem with their time.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my